I think we did some good things in the run game. That's what we wanted to come out and do, was be physical. I know we talk about that all the time, but that really is kind of the basis of what we want to do. And I think we did some good things with our physicality. Communication, I think, was good. I think we need to clean up the pass game a little bit, make sure we give Eli, whoever's back there, plenty of time to make their throws and reads.
Is it anything consistent that was going on with the pass game, or was it just like different things popping up at different times?
I couldn't single it out to one thing. I think there was, you know, there's probably 3, 4, 5 different combinations of offensive lines in there. So maybe it was just, you know, maybe some guys aren't familiar with other guys. But that's how preseason goes. You know, guys are in there, playing different positions. So we just got to adapt, adjust, and make sure we get things right so we can ball and get some points.
Speaking of which, you know, we've seen some, you know, like Odell coaching guys up. We've seen Obi coaching guys up. What about you guys in the starting line? Are you guys coaching some of these younger offensive linemen during the game, trying to, you know, especially considering some of them struggled a little bit?
Well, every time they come over, they come to the bench. We all circle up, and, you know, if we have any tips, you know, if I see something that one of the centers did or something that a guard did, you know, we're able to kind of go in and give them suggestions, kind of help them. That's what we do during these preseason games, is really go over there, circle up when we're not out there, and make sure we get things figured out with the younger guys.
Have you seen a difference in the running style this year of Andre Williams?
Honestly, I don't even know who the running back is back there when we're going. So
you know
I don't even – I don't know how – I have no idea. I don't know. I'm excited about it, though. I think we have some good guys back there that are hungry, and hungry like we are up front.
As the center of Western, you work with the quarterback all the time, and Ryan has had so many good practices the last 2 years and good preseason games, struggled the other night. Do you pull him aside as the center and say, hey, Ryan, bounce back, it's okay, you know, you'll get it right in Buffalo?
I think I'll pull my offensive line aside. I think we didn't really help him out that much. I think he was under pressure a little bit, and we kind of made it rough on him. So I can only handle, you know, the guys that we have in our room. And like we said, you know, we get together on the sidelines, try to straighten things out and get things right. And that's the only thing I can really worry about, because maybe, you know, I don't know anything about quarterbacks, so I'm not going to go. But I can encourage, you know, that's my job as a good teammate, to encourage and, help guys get over things like that.
I know you guys are still focused mostly on yourselves, but are you going to look at a little film maybe on Buffalo just because of the crazy fronts?
I think we will, but that'll come later in the week, because they do have some pretty interesting. We were watching film from them last year and just looking at some of the things that I don't even know how we identified some stuff. So hopefully we'll get, you know, a couple looks. I don't know how crazy they'll get, but I think we'll be prepared.
Did it feel good though? I don't think you guys scored an offensive touchdown as the first team
did
until the third preseason game last year.
It did feel good, yeah. I think we went out and like I said, I liked the physicality we had, and I liked our communication. I think we did a good job up front. Still things to work on, but I think it was a good start for sure.